Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. International Red Cross and other humanitarian groups saying desperate civilians were evacuated from the Syrian city of Aleppo, including many who are wounded. Syrian rebels and government forces agreed to a three-day ceasefire to let civilians leave. Previous ceasefire collapsed almost immediately. Jens Stoltenberg is the NATO Secretary General.
So the focus of the whole international community has to be on how can we ensure full respect for a ceasefire, a sustainable ceasefire? How can we assure safe evacuation of civilians? And how can we ensure the delivery of humanitarian aid to the people in Aleppo?
Meantime, France has called for another emergency session of the United Nations Security Council to discuss the situation in Aleppo. One of Indonesia's most wanted men is a computer geek skilled at bomb making who joined the Islamic State in Syria, where police say he now directs terror attacks against his native land. Indonesian authorities have linked Bahrun Naim to a string of terror attacks and plots to destabilize Indonesia. Naim reportedly directs IS operations in Indonesia through the Telegram app favored by the Islamic State in Raqqa. Spokesman for Ghana's president-elect says the first 100 days, Ghanaians will see measures implemented by Nana Akufo-Addo that seek to improve their lives as well as restore dignity to the office of the president. President John Mahama leads the team in meeting with Akufo-Addo as part of a transition process. This is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Obama says the United States will take action against Russia or any other foreign government that tries to meddle in U.S. elections. U.S. Central Intelligence Agency has concluded that Russian hackers broke into the Democratic Party computers to leak potentially embarrassing emails about Hillary Clinton's presidential campaign with the apparent aim of helping Republican Donald Trump win last month's election. Peter King is a member of Mr. Trump's Republican Party and serves in the House of Representatives Intelligence Committee. He takes issue with the CIA conclusion about possible Russian hacking.
People in the intelligence community using disinformation tactics against the president-elect of the United States, and that is just disgraceful. And the fact that they wouldn't even show up today for an intelligence committee briefing to tell us who was saying these things and who's not is disgraceful.
President-elect Trump says he does not believe Russia was involved in trying to sway the election towards him. Revelation of Yahoo's latest hack underscores how many Americans have known for years that all those emails, photos, and other personal files stored online can easily be stolen, and there is little anyone can do about it. The only saving grace this time is that the hackers apparently did not exploit the information for fraud, but their true motives remain a mystery. Neelu Razi Howe is Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for RSA Securities, which provides security capabilities that protect clients' available assets and their valuable assets from cyber threats.
Our lives take place in the digital world, and so many users don't practice great security hygiene. So the passwords we use on our email are often the same passwords we use for our banking apps, for our credit card websites, for all our digital lives. And so when our email gets hacked, the rest of our digital lives are made insecure.
While there is a number of straightforward measures all users should take to protect themselves, in this particular case, Howe says, nothing could have been done, would have mattered, because even the most scrupulous individuals, well, their measures would only have affected a limited amount of the damage. European Union leaders meeting at a summit in Brussels have agreed to extend sanctions on Russia for another 6 months. Those sanctions are in response to Russian activities in Ukraine. Get more news by going to our website. You can find us at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.